Hi, this is Ernie Fazio. The show is Earnestly Speaking. I'm talking to Kristen Jarnigan. She's the president of the Long Island Convention and Visitors Bureau here on Long Island. And she's a transplant from, we'll call it State X.
Actually, Arizona. It's a little bit different weather.
Yeah, I guess.
A little bit.
I remember sitting in a pool in Tempe, and it was just a magnificent night. It was actually very dry.
Yes.
And
it's the desert.
Even though it was a warm night, mm-hmm. it was just beautiful.
It is a beautiful place. It is a beautiful place, and it's got a great tourism industry, and I learned a lot there, and I hope to be able to utilize some of that information to elevate Long Island.
Well, you said something during the break that I thought we should expand on. People here are just not friendly.
That is not what I said. No, you're exactly right. What I said is that people have asked me oftentimes, what has been your biggest surprise? What is the thing that surprised you most coming from Arizona to Long Island? What did you not expect? And truly, my answer is the people, because you have to understand, off of Long Island, New Yorkers don't really have a reputation for being friendly, surprisingly enough. And that has been the complete opposite experience that I've had here. It has been so welcoming. Everyone has really gone above and beyond, from perfect strangers to my board members, to the staff, to the community. It's incredible. It's almost overwhelming to me how wonderful everyone has treated me since I've arrived.
Well, you know, I think a lot of that has to do with the way we approach people. But you're right. It may not have the reputation for being as friendly, but it really is. I find it very, very accommodating to me.
It's so welcoming. And I was telling, I was at a restaurant and bar over the weekend, and I'm sitting there just having a drink, watching the football game. I'm a big college football fan. And the people come in, this one couple comes in, and they know everybody at the bar. Everyone's locals. Everyone knows each other. They're all hugging. But they didn't just do that. They looked over and could tell that we were from out of town or we weren't part of their circle. And they said, where are you guys from? Come over here. Sorry we're being so loud. And tell us your story. And you immediately feel like part of the community. And that's wonderful for a visitor. That's what you want. Like you're talking to your wife. That's what you want when you go someplace, is to feel like you are part of the community and that you are a local and you're getting that local experience.
A few years back, I was in Athens and I had an experience. This is a little off the track, but I walked into a karaoke in Athens, the only American in the place. Half of them were Greeks, and there was a bunch of Italians and a bunch of Norwegians and Germans over there. And I sang a song, and the Italians went, hey, you can sing.
I was going to say, I hope you owned that. I could tell you did. Yeah. You probably went in there and owned that place.
They come over here, you talk to us.
That's great.
And you know, it brings to me the point that you have to be a little bit like that yourself to have the reception, too.
That's probably true.
But you're right. There people are.
It's wonderful. I was at the Vineyards on New Year's Day, as I said, and we were trying to go around and see some of them. A lot of them were closed, but the first one I went to, I ran into this couple and started talking to them. It's their 21st anniversary. They do it every year, and they end up in Greenport, and we would see them at the next ones. They'd walk in, everybody's like, cheers, the anniversary couple, and hey, how are you guys doing? We became like a traveling vineyard to vineyard, a traveling group that hung out together, and that's just, I just think it's the spirit of the people here, and that's what's really going to resonate with visitors. And the reason we care about that is residents, because I know that visitors come and people tell me, oh, Kristen, the traffic, and we don't want people here, and then you want to go to your favorite restaurant and you can't get a seat, and then everyone's annoyed with the visitors. But the reason we do is because they leave behind about $600 million a year in tax dollars alone.
Wow.
And that keeps our taxes lower. That's another thing I've been surprised about, coming from the West Coast, by the way, is the taxes. But it keeps our taxes lower, and it really funds all those critical services, education, public safety, healthcare, the things that we rely on. And that's the reason why visitors are important, not just because we're proud of our destination, but because they create well-paying jobs, and they really drop a lot of tax revenues.
When you promote the area, do you talk about the science facilities that we have here?
So the science facilities...
We have Cold Spring Harbor Laboratory.
I know. I've heard of this.
This is the most magnificent mm-hmm. place you'll ever want to be. It's where DNA was deciphered.
And, it's amazing.
And the guy who's well, it was two. It was a man and a woman. He gets all the credit, though. You know how we are. And
yep, nice. I'm not even touched that.
Anyway, they used to have, and I think they still do, open forums mm-hmm. where you could go in there and sit in on a scientific forum, and people would explain how they would derive DNA out of specimens that were millions of years old, captured in amber, you know.
That's amazing. I mean, we have, so as far as the science universities go, the benefit I really see for those is the meetings and conventions, because that's going to bring in meetings and conventions and, like you say, seminars and forums of critical thinkers that will come from all over the world to here. And what that does, just so you know, is that brings in people that could then relocate here and bring their businesses here and create a future here for our children.
Brookhaven National Laboratories. Are you familiar with them?
No.
You have to be.
Yes, sir.
I will get that. You have to be. They just built a, they came to me when they were just getting money for it. $1 billion light source operation. And the light source operation is able to go deep into matter and get pictures of things on the molecular scale or the atomic scale.
Wow.
And change it so that they can make better materials. They can find out, they can examine what happens to the brain with Alzheimer's. They can do 60 experiments simultaneously with this huge, huge machine that they have. And if you're a scientist coming in, say, from France or from Russia or mm-hmm. from South America, South Africa, you can rent that space and do your experiments, and it becomes public property unless you pay for it. If pay for it, then if you can retain the patented information that you'll gain from it. Otherwise, it becomes public domain.
Wow, that's interesting. I didn't know that. But, you know, all of these things tie in together, Ernie. Like, when we're bringing in people, when we're bringing in visitors, you never know. We spend so much money in economic development trying to attract CEOs of major corporations to come here so they'll create jobs. What I hear from Long Islanders consistently is we want a future for our children. And our industry is really the caveat for that. We bring people in for vacation, and CEOs come in, whether they're at the beach or whether they are visiting one of these facilities because it intrigues them intellectually. They come here and they fall in love with our destination and the people and the surroundings.
And the water for the boats.
And then next thing you know, they'll move their business here and they create jobs in every sector you can imagine. And that's really the future. The future, if we want
but
to
I think it's such
create
a great
future.
Selling point mm-hmm. for you to get people on the intellectual level as well as the guy who just wants to come here and spend time for his leisure. Mm-hmm. But you have people that would come here to create a company by virtue of the fact that they can go back and forth from that university, that Brookhaven Lab, that Cold Spring Harbor, and keep feeding their business.
So, Ernie, an important issue
I'm gonna
is
take
that
your job away.
I was going to say an important note on my job is that our budget is $3 million to promote all of Long Island. So keep that in mind as you have these very minute ideas, which are good. But our main job right now is that there is no current brand for Long Island. We've spent so much time promoting this county and that county or this one specific attraction and that. When you go outside of these boundaries, people don't know what county they're in. No one outside of Long Island knows if you're in Suffolk or Nassau or whatever. Our job is to promote a Long Island brand. Right now, if you were asked somebody, Middle America, International, West Coast, when I told people I was coming to Long Island, they're like, what are you going to do there? What they didn't even realize. Everyone knows the Hamptons.
All this is a potato farm.
Everyone's heard of the Hamptons, but I said, oh, the Hamptons are in Long Island. And people go, oh my gosh, you're kidding. I had no idea. Because Long Island needs to create a brand for ourselves. And that's truly going to be our initial goal. We're going to do a lot of research and we're going to create a brand and give people an idea of why they should come to Long Island. And then they'll know why I should go to this county or this attraction or that attraction. But the overarching brand is step one.
That's a big order.
It is. It is a big job, and we're going to conduct a lot of research and a lot of focus group and make sure that it's strategically grounded in data to find out who our visitor should be, what the household income would be, how they would get here, what the propensity to travel is, what they want to do, and then we create a brand that resonates with that specific visitor.
Well, I just wanted to give you a couple of suggestions. Not that you need any. You probably got your plate
full. It's a lot of work, but I do appreciate it. And I feel very privileged to be here, and I'm honored. I've got two little girls, and they're so excited to join the schools of Long Island, and I'm really happy to be able to raise my family here, and I'm proud to be a new Long Islander.
Where are you living, actually?
East Setauket. I just moved in.
Wonderful place.
It's beautiful. It's beautiful. Yeah. The Three Village School District and...
Great area.
Yeah, I love it. And it's...
I'm up in Centerport.
Okay.
If you know Centerport a little bit.
Yeah, and it reminds me, actually, of where I come from. I lived in Scottsdale. It's a suburban feel, but then you're so close to, like you say, all of these amazing attractions, world-renowned.
This is Ernie Fazio. The show is Earnestly Speaking. I've been talking to Kristen Jonigan, and we ran out of time. But it was such a pleasure to talk to you.
Thank you so much for having me.